One of the strangest and potentially most alien environments present on Earth are some of the subglacial lakes that remain liquid despite very low temperature, but sealed off like pressurized time capsules under glaciated areas, under the ice with little or no interaction with the environment above. Antarctica has some 675 such lakes known, and the largest is this, known as Lake Vostok. It lies beneath Russia's Vostok Station on the East Antarctic ice sheet. The lake below is liquid freshwater, about 4,000 meters below the surface of the ice, which actually puts it below sea level. The pressure of the ice above keeps it liquid. Measuring 250 kilometers long by 50 kilometers at its widest point, it actually is among the largest liquid freshwater lakes on Earth, about the sixth largest by volume. This lake was first hinted at two Soviet Antarctic expeditions in the 50s and 60s, but was confirmed by Russian and British scientists in 1993. This lake sits in a very strange position because the ice above it goes back to about 400,000 years, but there is evidence that the lake system itself may have become isolated between 15 and 25 million years ago, long before modern humans walked the Earth. In 2012, Russian scientists first pierced the ice shield of the lake into the water below, and in 2013 recovered freshly frozen lake water, but there was a contamination problem. To drill in Antarctica in this way, you need a technique. The Russians chose Freon and kerosene, and are needed to keep the borehole from freezing shut. But there are other ways to do it. But they chose antifreeze, and that caused much controversy in the scientific community. When they pierced the lake, the water gushed up the borehole and mixed with the kerosene and Freon and damaged the sample. A 2015 sample supposedly representing pristine water was obtained. Eventually, the plan by the Russian scientists is to eventually collect more pristine water samples and sediments from the bottom of the lake. This would have a great payoff because it's possible that this fossil water reserve could have potentially unusual life forms still existing in it. And in fact, the situation at Lake Vostok may represent the closest we can get to environments like the ice-covered oceans of Europa and Enceladus. Very useful indeed if we are to go investigate those solar system moons. But back to Earth. Interestingly, freshwater lakes under the Antarctic ice sheets were predicted long before they were found, by Peter Kropotkin at the end of the 19th century. The idea is simple. The enormous pressure created by the mass of the ice above could lower the melting point of the water to allow it to remain liquid at low temperatures. And, it turns out, he was correct. By the 1970s, British researchers were doing ice-penetrating radar surveys, and the returns from Lake Vostok were unusual, and pointing towards a liquid freshwater lake below the ice. Moreover, it has been shown that the numerous subsurface lakes, like Lake Vostok in Antarctica, may be periodically connected by a river system, driven by varying water pressure in the individual lakes, which may be able to form larger, very sudden flows of water forcing its way through the ice, as subglacial rivers between the lakes, temporary high-pressure rivers within glaciers. Here it is helpful to look at the geologic history of Antarctica and how this happened. About 160 million years ago, due to continental drift, Africa separated from Antarctica, followed by the Indian subcontinent. About 66 million years ago, when the dinosaurs went extinct, Antarctica was at the time connected to Australia and was still maintaining a tropical to subtropical climate, with animals and forests. The basin where Lake Vostok sits formed as a collision zone, and the floor of the lake actually sits on a sedimentary deposit 70 meters thick that may actually contain a record of climate and life in Antarctica before the ice cap formed. A very unique and unusual fossil record may be down there. It's uncertain how old the lake was before it was initially sealed off by the ice a minimum of 15 million years ago, but it's actually not the same water that was there at the time, as evidence has been found that the water is constantly freezing out at a certain level and is being carried off by the movement of the Antarctic ice sheet. What that means for whatever may be down there as far as life goes is still unknown. It's just that every 13,300 years, more or less, the water completely changes in the lake. The lake, while liquid, is still very cold, about negative 3 Celsius or 27 degrees Fahrenheit on average. But the lake bottom may be warmer due to geothermal heat. And there's also the effect that the thick ice sheet actually insulates the lake. The lake is expected to be supersaturated with nitrogen and oxygen, 10 times higher than surface freshwater lakes on the rest of the planet, again due in part to the high water pressure. Clathrates are also expected, where high-pressure gases can take on a sort of solid ice form, something that is seen in the pressures of the oceans as well. The lake also has tides, driven by the gravity of the sun and moon, which causes the surface of the lake to rise and fall. The levels of the gases, especially oxygen, may have had a very serious influence on the evolution of any life that might be down there, leading to the potential of some very unique life forms, even for Earth. And importantly, some of the ice core drillings have shown the presence of a known microorganism. It's still alive on the surface, known as Hydrogenophilus thermoluteolus, which might suggest that the lake is supporting at least microbial life, even with the high pressure, cold, low nutrient environment, high oxygen, and no sunlight. If it does, then that very seriously favors the potential for Europa and Enceladus to host microbial life. In fact, it may be even easier for those environments to do it as opposed to subglacial here on Earth. And there's more evidence. In 1999, it was reported that a variety of microbes and fungi were detected in the ice above the lake, which indicates that the lake is not sterile, but may hold a unique ecosystem. Here's the kicker. By 2013, it was found that the ice sampled probably does originate from the lake below, and contained a whopping 3,507 unique gene sequences from the microbes in the ice. Most were bacteria, some were eukarya. About a third of those were identifiable as being related to known bacteria extant today that inhabit the environments of lakes and glaciers, including more complex eukaryotes. In 2020, more work showed that ice interacting with the lake also contained a very different ecosystem, including the genome of the rock cod, which is common around the coast of Antarctica, meaning ultimately that there could be fish in Lake Vostok, which incidentally is also a species of fish that can produce natural antifreeze proteins. But it might also be easy to see how that might just be contamination of the drill itself, as all samples to date might be. Ultimately, the question of Lake Vostok and life can only start to be solved with a very pristine sample that cannot have been contaminated by the drill or the drilling fluid, which will require other techniques of hot water drilling. And so far, this has not been done. And that leads us to the question of Mars. If lakes can be sealed off under ice and kept warm from pressure and geothermal energy, then the possibility exists on Mars as well, and there are indicators that it may well be the case. It's basically the same story. Radar measurements of Mars regarding the south pole of the planet, its southern ice cap, seem to suggest the existence of salty, not freshwater, lakes that persist to this day. But the mechanism is different from Earth. One method for it to exist are the famous perchlorates. These have been pointed out for several years now to be a real problem for life on Mars and its soil. This is often misrepresented. The idea that if you want to grow plants on Mars, food, as was shown in The Martian, you can't do that because of the poisonous nature of perchlorate in high concentration in the soil. This is not as much of a problem as has been said. You just wash the soil to get rid of it. As far as indigenous life, it's not really a problem, as Earth has extremophile bacteria that thrive in its presence. Life finds a way. But with subglacial or subsurface lakes, this actually becomes an advantage, because the presence of perchlorate lowers the freezing temperature of water, as do other salts, which exist on Mars, and other minerals. Again, Mars has polar caps, and the pressure from that plays in, as does the lower amounts, but still present, geothermal heat from Mars. It's not a frozen solid planet, and deeper down, it gets warm. Still, the radar detections are in question because it could still be ice or even clays, but they don't really look like that. They look like liquid water. But at the same time, water can be too salty for life, which is an open question with Mars. If Mars's water was very salty, in the wrong way, that creates chemical problems for life as we know it. It pays here to mention another subglacial lake in Antarctica, Lake Willens. This lake is smaller than Lake Vostok, but we know a bit more about it. It has been drilled, and the surface being only 800 meters below the surface using a hot water drill instead of antifreeze. And what was found? 3,900 kinds of microbial life survived in that lake without photosynthesis. This life is living off the oxidation of ammonia and methane, and has been isolated to a degree, not as much as Lake Vostok, for about 120,000 years. Here the samples were clean, very much so, and there was life there. But it didn't stop there. In 2015, further study showed that there are fish, crustaceans, and jellyfish in that lake. Antarctica lives. But does Mars? One candidate was found in 2018 by the European Space Agency, Mars Express spacecraft, and it appears as a 20-kilometer-wide anomaly near Mars's south polar cap. It may well be a lake, or it may be something like one. The returned radar echoes are stronger than ice or rock, and they do it in such a way as to suggest liquid water, but it may be in the form of wet sediment instead of a true lake, subsurface mud. But life can exist under those conditions. But that's ultimately down to if the conditions exist for liquid water. Recent work done by Cornell University scientists have shown that the complicated nature of frozen carbon dioxide and other things, very different from Antarctica, might have given a false positive for subglacial water on Mars at the poles, and that it's not really there, and we have something like a false positive. All that can be said is that only time and more exploration will tell regarding both Mars and the subglacial lakes of Earth. But again, find out what is on Mars before humans go there. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently eyeing Antarctica suspiciously. So all this time, which isn't that much time, we barely knew it existed before the early 19th century, though that's contested. And we always thought life was limited there to penguins and some other things. Some think that can't happen with other planets. But it may actually have subglacial ecosystems that may well be amazing, which means it was hiding something from the very start. Very unsavory. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.